You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams.
When far away from cell phone towers, people in remote locations or in emergencies rely on satellite phones, devices which connect to satellites in orbit to send messages or make calls. But convincing more urban consumers to buy an additional phone just for adventuring or emergencies has been a hard sell. Until last week, when Apple announced a feature for its newest iPhones that will allow some users to send emergency texts through a satellite connection. Elon Musk's Starlink, the satellite internet division of SpaceX, also has a plan to turn your cell phone into a sat phone. Tim Ferrer is president of consulting firm Telecom Media and Finance Associates.
Both of those two companies are looking to get into this business of communicating with a regular phone. So to do that, they need a big antenna in space. Also, they need to have spectrum to communicate in. So there's two different ways of doing this. One of which is to use an existing satellite service. That's what Apple is doing. They're collaborating with Globalstar, that's been in the satellite phone business for over 20 years and has satellites in orbit. It has access to spectrum around the world. And so Apple is really adapting that service to their needs and integrating that into the iPhone. The other way of doing this is what Starlink has talked about, is collaborating with a cell phone company that brings spectrum that's already used by those phones, and Starlink would then include that spectrum on its next generation of satellites.
Why are these big technology and telecom companies getting into satellite communications when some of the companies that have tried to make this business more profitable, more common, haven't done so well?
A lot of people would say that these companies previously haven't done that well because the phone is so big and so heavy and you have to buy a separate phone. Whereas today, the aim is to include this in a phone where it's the phone you use every day. So that's likely to encourage a lot more usage. But really, the question for all of these players is, what are they trying to achieve in terms of their own revenue goals? If you're Apple, what you want to do is sell a lot more iPhones. And if you can add these sorts of capabilities, maybe some people will buy an Apple iPhone instead of buying a Samsung phone. That is a different model from, say, T-Mobile, which wants more people to subscribe to T-Mobile's service rather than someone else.
How much consumer demand, though, is there for satellite phone coverage?
Well, I think that's what we don't know yet. You know, if all you're doing is an emergency message for when you fall over and break your leg, then you'd hope not to use that an awful lot of the time. If what you're doing is being able to use your phone fairly normally and make and receive calls, potentially use the data services that you'd use every day, then maybe people will pay more money and use it more often.
Tim Ferrer is the president of Telecom Media and Finance Associates. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.